Hello, gamers, and welcome to the Immoral Gamers episode 10. Today, we have Streetlamb TV back again with the bullshit, as well as Cloud Infinite 710. Go ahead and say hi, Cloud.
Hello, hi. I'm Cloud Infinite 710. How's it going,
everybody? And just a quick reminder before we get started, guys. Please remember to send us topics, questions, hate mail, love mail to the Twitter at Immoral Gamers, or just Twitch.tv/StreetlampTV. And twitch.tv/cloudinfinite710. We're down bad out here. We need all the help we can get with providing you guys with audio to listen to. And we would really just like to hear your opinions about the podcast. And just remember, guys, you can watch these recordings live at twitch.tv/streetlampTV and twitch.tv/cloudinfinite710 on Twitch. Again, we're just down bad out here, and we would like to hear from you guys. Other than that, again, thank you guys for just listening to us. I've seen a good uptick in viewership lately on the Anchor app, and yeah, I just want to give a quick shout out to you guys. I want you to know that because of that, it's given me the sounds so fucking dumb. It's given me the will
Him
to
with
keep.
That speech.
It's given me the will and the power to keep making these fucking episodes because someone's apparently listening. And if you're listening, thank you. Okay, motivation. Yeah, the word is motivation. Can't believe I fucking forgot the word motivation. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. It just keeps us going. And with that being said, let's start off today. I believe Cloud Infinite had a question that he wanted to ask. So go ahead, Cloud. What immoral question do you have for us today?
So pretty much what I was asking prior to the recording was, do you think that gamers are painted in the same way that heavy metal music was back in the early 2000s, ergo the Marilyn Manson, you're out the Osbournes, et cetera, So pretty much, do you think your average gamer, like even those evil gamers who are just chilling there playing Animal Crossing, are always just down bad, just plotting the next attack on someone? Like, do you think that every gamer playing like who has a Switch is just like waiting to bust on some bullshit?
I would say that no, just like almost every single topic we've talked about, it's not like a one size fits all situation. You know, like you just can't fit every single person into a category, no matter how hard you try. And everyone is different, so like, no, I don't think people who play like Animal Crossing and shit like that are always just plotting like, you know, something anger fueled, something violent. And the same thing, I don't look at metalheads and I'm like, damn, these guys out here they're just menaces to society, degenerates. We need to get them out. You know, I've never looked at any type of group and been like, they shouldn't be allowed to group up, except for the obvious, like, hate fucking groups, like, yeah. You know, you know what I'm talking about, the obvious, like, hate groups that just, you know, spread things like white supremacy and stuff like that. Like, those guys are down bad, you know, they're really down bad. And no offense if you're a white supremacist, but also full offense, fuck you. But yeah, I don't believe that something like playing video games can lead to violence in that kind of way, the same way I don't believe that metal can. But it's when you start ticking off a few more boxes that I do believe it, in the terms of like they're just not getting the help that they need in real life. But it doesn't what's up?
Oh, sorry, you were saying?
No, go ahead. Like, it's just video games is more like a if someone commits a violent crime to me and they play video games, the video games is an afterthought. You know, it's not like one of the first. I'm not going to immediately jump a balls deep into video games, because if you're watching video games and your first thought is, yeah, I wish I could do this IRL, you're fucked. Because in reality, like, not a lot of people are going to do that, you know?
Yeah. So what I also kind of want to ask is, why do you think that there's such a negative stigma towards gamers in the first place? Why do you think that, The media kind of just singles them out?
I think, like, by... Yeah, go ahead.
Like, for example, like, a lot of times, some people think that they're doing the work of God sometimes, you know? Mm-hmm. And no one ever, like, kind of puts a negative connotation towards, like, religion at all. So, what's this... Like, what's different towards video games?
So, I actually disagree. I feel like a lot of people do point to religion being a bad point in just generally a lot of the world, you know, specifically looking at Christianity and Catholicism. Like, for we literally have hundreds of years of Catholicism and Christian violence, you know, like with the Spaniards coming and like killing the natives and all that shit. So, yeah, I would disagree on that point, but also, even now, we have things that, like, atheists and, like, you know, even people who are agnostic who are trying to separate the church and state because they realize that, religion, in some parts, and again, I'm not saying this to be offensive to anyone who's religious, I actually don't have a, dog in this fight, but there are some aspects of religion that are just genuinely hurtful to other people when you try to control other people's lives and, just dictate what they can and can't do, and, I actually think that religion is way more scrutinized than gamers are, but I do think that gamers are some of the most oppressed people. That's what I'm coming to you. Yeah, I think gamers are oppressed by themselves, to be honest, because they kind of do it to themselves too. I'm not talking about like the violent ones. I'm talking about like the straight up like raging, the homophobia, the transphobia, the racism that comes with gaming, and it's something that we often don't talk about, because I've been a part of some communities like Gamers Rise Up when it was satirical. It starts off satirical with like, oh, gamers are oppressed by the media. Gamers are just always scrutinized by the media. But then they sarcastically say some racist stuff, and it's like, that's kind of sus. But then it just leads to a cesspool where it's like, oh, you guys are no longer joking about being racist, homophobic gamers. Yeah, yeah. I gotta head out of here, you know, like.
So, yeah. So do you think it's because of their kind of like, not, I wouldn't say violent, but aggressive chat online? And I do know what you mean. There are a bunch of racist mofos in chat, in chat sometimes. So do you think that the media pretty much sees that, or do you think that they kind of like watch that and just kind of think like, oh, you know what, that these guys are pretty aggressive, so like, and they're aggressive on these video games, so this is probably why they're so violent, because of these video games.
I think, just like Drowsen said, there's stigma against certain games or stigma against gamers because of those things, like a. Again, it's not a one-size-fits-all, you know, like, not every person you play with is going to be shouting racial slurs, homophobic slurs, or just general like, stuff in chat, and it depends on who you want to surround yourself with, but just like with, the media always takes the most extreme views and just puts them on display, you know, which is why I never like lean towards those extremes. Like, I'm not left or I'm not right. I don't lean too much. I think that everyone is a little bit on the left side and everyone's a little bit on the right side. But the stigma is that, you know, the stigma that the media, or the way the media tries to portray gamers is, you know, like Drowsen is saying in chat, fat, dirty neckbeards from the South Park episode of WoW. And add a little bit of racism, anti-Semitism, just general, like, bigotedness in there. The media portrays gamers as, like, this, these awful people. And I feel like everyone forgets that gamers are just humans like you and me. And, like, you're gonna have some people that are straight-up assholes. And you're gonna have some people who, like, literally just don't fuck with that. And they're gonna just want to play their games. And, we talked about this on the last episode with, like, the Twitch thing. But, you know, there's also stigma about... male gamers versus women gamers, you know, like I play with a couple of homies who, as soon as they hear a girl in the chat, like, they lose their shit, like they've never seen a girl play a video game before, and it's just like, I sit there and I'm just like, that's literally me. I'm just like, disgusting, bro. Like, you never seen a girl before, never seen a girl play a girl gamer before. But yeah, I think there's just stigma overall around gaming. And a big part of it is because there's no way to change that. There's just no way to change gamers. You know, like, you can't control everybody. You shouldn't try to, really.
Gamers, you've gone too far this time. Damn it.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. So I was gonna say earlier, but you pretty much answered my question. I was gonna ask, do you think it's mainly due to this like when I this age, but I about to say, do you think it's mainly this this age of journalism that takes that that takes over exaggerates gamers sometimes? You think, oh, like Mortal Kombat's making people want to fucking rip everyone's spines out and fucking throw them at that the fucking nearest baby or something, you know?
Hey, yo, what games you be playing? But nah, I do think, like I said, this isn't new. You know, before it was gamers, it was metalheads, like you said. Before it was metalheads, it was people playing Dungeons and Dragons when Dungeons and Dragons first came out, and everyone was complaining and bitching about how Dungeons and Dragons is satanic, and if you play it, you're worshiping the devil. And before that, we had people in the 1600s where if women learned math, they got thrown in rivers and basically killed by drowning, or if they survived, they killed them because they were witches because they knew how to do math. You know, none of this is new. It's been around for literally centuries, so it's not black and white. Like, in a way, they do it for views, I think personally, and in a way, it was in a way, it's also like not just views, but also because some people do genuinely believe that, like they feed into that media machine, and they consume it, and that's why I try every piece of information I look at, I try to keep an open mind, and that's why I just like. You're just never gonna see me like fully be like, yeah, they're 100% right, you know?
Yeah. So do you think that it's somewhat of people not wanting to change over, because like I feel like it's somewhat people kind of sticking to their old ways of viewing things. Mm-hmm. So that way when things change over time, that they're kind of afraid to approach a new thing.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's always like that thing that I say, it's the boomers being boomers. They don't want to look at it like they don't want to admit that things need changing. It's easier to just blame something. It's always easier to blame something than admit that something needs changing, you know?
Yeah.
Or that you're possibly wrong. That's why. Because, like I said, those people who commit the violent crimes, you got to ask why they're committing the violent crimes. And the answer isn't as simple as video games. It's never going to be that simple. Mm-hmm. It's never going to be as simple as that. It's a factor of they needed help with this and that, you know? Like, it's never just going to be they played video games, they saw it was cool, so they decided to try it. That's absolutely insane to me that people think that way. I don't genuinely believe anyone really thinks that way, but I do know that in the back of my mind, someone is out there like, these damn video games, you know?
So do you also kind of think, because this is what I kind of believe, do you also kind of think that the media is just looking for something to blame? Do you think that they're looking for the scapegoat?
Yeah.
Because this also happens with anime too. Because like I see anime get fucking blasted sometimes. They're like, oh yeah, this man watched anime. He let this fucking shit like corrupt his mind with all these dark thoughts. But really, when they talk about what the fool was watching, it was like, oh, he was watching like Rent a Girlfriend or some shit, you know, like,
yeah,
something like totally like mundane.
He was watching something totally regular, like Redo of a Healer and a Goblin Slayer, but just the first episode and the first 5 minutes on repeat. No, I get what you're saying, but yeah. again, by the way, for those of you who haven't seen those animes, those are some of the like worst / hardcore animes, so it's entirely a joke. It's not meant to be taken serious, but yeah, like I said, the media always just is gonna look for an excuse and someone to blame. Like, mm-hmm. And we had brought this up on the Travis Scott situation too. Is like when looking at the situation, it was just everyone pointing fingers. You know, everyone was trying to point fingers, and at the end of the day, like, yes, it kind of matters to point the finger and to see who was responsible. But at the end of the day, the most important thing is that this doesn't happen again. And you got to look at the why. And a lot of people are forgetting about the why, which, like you had said, is like, you know, you had people sneaking in, the security, blah, 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 this, and that. And sure, like, you can spend all this time arguing about who's to blame, but you got to fix the why.
Yeah. But let's say one day we wake up and in America, for some reason, they decide to ban all anime and all video games, and and now the fucking country thinks that all the school shootings are gonna go down because no one's watching anime, no one's playing video games, Do you think that those stats are gonna be true?
No.
Do you think that the people are gonna like kind of like riot? Like, well, I was gonna say people. Do you think that the gamers are gonna riot? But I also think that some people will actually, like, you know, like form some kind of mob. Like, yo, we're like, what the fuck? Like, you just bang this shit out of nowhere, no warning, no petition, no fucking, no say, and I don't know. Like, I feel like that would just be some kind of like I probably went on like a whole different tangent, but
that's the purge, baby. That's straight up the purge. But
yeah,
I see what you're saying, and I see this argument a lot when it comes to like guns specifically, where it's like, mm-hmm. banning all the guns isn't gonna take away guns from like average Joes, you or me. It's just mm-hmm. gonna keep the illegal guns in the hands of those who already have them illegally. You know, it's just gonna limit our chance to protect ourselves. But there's a lot of fallacies in those arguments of like, if they ban anime, if they ban games, will the stats go down? Of course they're not going to go down, because you still haven't gotten rid of the why. You know, you just got rid of maybe even arguing, like, let's just say out there is a couple of people who were violent because of some anime they saw, and they're not deluded. They just were like, yeah. By the way, I think that's completely crazy and absurd. But let's just say hypothetically there is those people. They're just going to have a different reason, you know, mm-hmm. because they're still not getting the help they need. So if you ban anime, you ban video games, you ban, what else did you say? Metal music?
Yeah. You ban any like somewhat of a quote offensive music. So now you're just listening to jazz and fucking classical and shit.
Elevator music. Yeah.
Elevator music, you know.
I think we're gonna see like a whole another what was it called, the speakeasies of, you know, just like a weeb bar and things.
The underground,
like that.
Anime bars, the underground gaming bars. Yeah.
But not only do I think it's impossible to ban those things, I don't see how anyone could justify that, and it's not gonna solve any issues. Like it literally won't solve any issues. You know, like how do you even monitor that? You know, like that one anime where they banned everything that's lewd and put collars around their neck. Like, that's literally the only way to do that. And even then, it's like, at that point, you're in a full ass dictatorship, you know?
True. Yeah. I mean, at that point, we just pretty much become China. Not kidding. I don't want to sound like the fucking those anti-mask carriers, but
hey,
you
yo,
know what I mean? Nah.
You guys?
Nah, you know what? Nah, I'm kidding.
I've been slowly making Cloud Infinite, and anyone who listens to this stream, low-key right wing.
Yeah, that's right. It's brothers, I have joined the right.
It's working. Hey, yo, chill. Nah, but for real.
Daddy, yeah. Chill.
So, with that topic, since I kind of talked about, like, the gun violence in terms of, like, people blaming the guns, what are your thoughts on guns?
What are my thoughts on guns?
Yeah, we had talked about a little bit, like, what if they banned anime? What if they banned metal and things like that? So do you think, because guns are usually one of the biggest, like, things in America that when it comes to violence is, like, guns. So what do you think? Do you think it's right that we still haven't banned the guns because of the amendments, or do you think it's wrong?
So here's the shit. I always like to see people always, I think it's I'm not a real American. Yeah, I was about to say I'm not a real American, but let me put in emphasis that I am American. by that I mean, like, I don't really know my amendments like that, so I'm going to say the Second Amendment, you know, the right to bear arms, right?
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. Right to arm bears, yes.
I see a lot of people like, no, like, it's in my Second Amendment. I have the right to own these guns, but a lot of people kind of make the counter argument that, yeah, at the time it was right to have these guns because, you know, the motherfucking British would always be on that bullshit popping off.
For real.
But now, as you know, time progresses, I don't think that, you know, there's much of a need for guns.
Right. And how about in terms of violence? So, like, using America as, like, a staple where gun violence is super high, And mm-hmm. looking at somewhere in the UK or somewhere like Canada, I'm thinking mm-hmm. of Canada or France, where gun violence is relatively lower because, you know, they don't have access to guns like that. One of the biggest arguments for Americans keeping guns, like I had said, is that if you ban guns in the US, you're only taking guns away from like the average Joe, like you or me. And you're leaving them in the hands of like the people who are committing the crime, supposedly. And what do you think about that argument? Because, you know, there are people who still wouldn't give up their weapons because they got passed down through generations. And keep in mind that these weapons might be some of the weapons that are used in like school shootings and stuff like that. So just generally, what is your opinion? Because there are a lot of guns in circulation in the U.S. And like I have seen this. What's up?
I was about to say that. I mean, are you asking if I think guns should be in the U.S. like at all?
I'm asking if you think they should be banned now, considering that there's people that have them. That you basically can't take them away from people because they've had them for years. And going forward, do you think it would be smart to, like, do you think it would be moral to ban the guns in the U.S.? Because eventually these guns would, like, disappear, you know? Like, they just wouldn't exist because of the restrictions. And slowly we'd phase them out of the U.S. over the years because, you know, less guns being accessible to less people means, you know, we end up like the UK, where instead of school shootings, we have school stabbings. And I say that as a joke, but it's like entirely, it's the same point where like people go, you use knives to run up to churches and stuff and stab people. But with a knife is way less effective than a gun, obviously.
So I personally think that will probably be kind of really hard to enforce.
Yeah,
mainly definitely. Because like there's always going to be that black market going on.
Yeah,
pretty much there's always going to be like shit going under the table, and pretty much like people are always going to smuggle shit in. People are always going to kind of like find a way to do some kind of back alley deal.
Yeah.
It might be like, let's say if they're banned, you might see like a decrease in guns, but we probably still have guns around. We probably still have the gun presence.
Yeah, and this was one of the most concerning arguments about guns that I had seen online, because personally I never really gave it much thought. I just don't like guns, so I didn't care if they were banned. But when you break down the realism of like how they would go about it, America's just kind of fucked on keeping guns, which is why it takes so long to like ban them, and why I don't think they're gonna get banned. Is because it's going to take years for like that black market to slowly get harder and harder to you know, die down because of how accessible guns are right now. And even then, you know, it's going to take a lot of time, and who knows how many years before we start seeing a real decline in like gun violence and things like that. And even then, you have that black market, but right now the black market is probably at its peak because of how legal it is and how easy it is for people to get guns, specifically Americans. And those guns are also illegally exported to places like Mexico, where they can't get the guns. So a majority of the violence there is due to illegal guns, places like that.
Okay. Fuck, I had a totally different question ready for you.
But... it's okay, you could ask it.
Yeah, hold on, let me stall for some time a little bit.
Okay, I'll just keep ranting about guns in America then. And again, remember guys, this isn't to convince you one way or another about if you think guns should be legal or illegal. I don't care to change anyone's mind. This is just to make you guys think about things and the bigger picture. Personally, if you ask me, I do believe guns should be banned. However, I fully understand those who say that they shouldn't, because I've looked at the arguments for why they shouldn't be banned. And I do understand the arguments for why they shouldn't be banned. I still think at the end of the day, for the future numbers of gun violence to go down, we need to step on the gas and like ban these guns. However, I also understand that by doing that, you know, we're taking them away from people who have guns, but also at the same time, more people with guns doesn't mean less gun violence. It means the same or more level of gun violence. Yeah.
All right, so I just remembered all I was going to say. Mm-hmm. So pretty much, Even then, the process of getting that ban, you know, on that, like getting the fucking gun ban, like you, like we would still have to vote that, and there's a lot of people for fucking who would strongly vote against that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not talking about just like the right. I'm not. It's like I feel like it's on both spectrums.
Yeah, definitely.
People do want to, like, because like some people aren't, you know, physically able to keep them safe, so I guess they feel a gun might be the best choice. But I guess if you could slowly get them onto the alternatives, but then it like I said earlier, it'd still be hard to like kind of get cracking on that gun ban pretty quick.
But like I said, not everything is black and white. That's why I said, like, it's more complicated than just let's ban guns and take them away from everybody, because I think that is the wrong way to go about things. And I do think you're gonna have a fuck ton of trouble if you think people are just gonna like hand over their guns, you know, like, and that's why I said, like, it starts the process of phasing them out, though, you know, like, every time there's a gun violent crime, you confiscate a gun, that's a gun out of the streets, you know, that's a gun that's harder for people to get a hand of, etc. And you just keep doing that.
I like to point out something.
What's up?
I'll point out something Jonathan said in chat, that he needs to protect his property from people like you. Bro, that's when you bust out the katana and you fucking master. You fucking put to work those 4 years of fucking mountain training.
For real. But yeah, but
for real. But yeah, that is a pretty valid argument, that it's that people do need to defend against multiple invaders or multiple threats.
I don't know how many people are defending against multiple threats, but again, if it's you against multiple threats. And yeah, but why do you think the hood is like this? It's because of the guns, bro. If people didn't have guns, you think people would be driving by and shooting each other? No. That's not it. What I'm saying is, like, that just wouldn't happen anymore, because you'd be having less guns on the street. It'd be harder for these people to get the guns, even in the black market. It would just be like, not every gangster is going to have a gun now. You know, some of them might have like knives and stuff, but still. And then it's like, let's say, also giving everyone a gun is not a good way to go about things, because I don't trust some of you motherfuckers with guns, and that's all it boils down to. It's not even that I hate guns. It's just I don't trust other people with guns, because that's a whole lot of responsibility you're placing on people. And I see you motherfuckers walking your dogs and not picking up their shit. You think I trust you to fucking hold a gun? No, I don't fucking. I see you fuckers driving like crazy in Los Angeles. You think I trust you to hold a gun? No. I see some people who are gun owners and they fucking do irresponsible shit like shoot their friends on accident. You think I trust you to hold a gun? No. No.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I mean, what do you call it? Fucking, I mean, they're bringing up in chat now. I mean, you brought it up earlier about driving. I mean, driving's a privilege now, right? You get your shit revoked anytime, but some dumb motherfuckers really like have the nerve to like be driving around without a license.
Driving around without the license, drunk driving, et cetera, and then you've heard of this, guys. You guys have heard of this. Come on, everyone's experienced this. Fucking road rage. You think I'm gonna trust people road raging if everyone has a gun? No, motherfucker. And again, this isn't me just shitting on gun owners. It's me shitting on, like, in general people. Like, I don't trust people enough to have things like guns. And a society which everyone has guns, I'm staying the fuck away from way more people, bro. I'm not pissing anyone off. I'm minding my goddamn business. I'm just going about my day. You know, like, I'm never. True. Never doing nothing.
True. To add on to that, pretty much, it's not only like a public threat, like a public, what do you call it? It's not only like a public thing. It's also like a self thing. Because keep in mind that there are people who, again, like you said, who can't or shouldn't really be having guns, and mainly because they're mentally ill, they're suicidal, and you know, like, who's to say they want to just, you know, fucking do it all themselves? That's terrible. That's crazy. Like, that would suck. Like, that would suck.
What, fuck, the suicide by guns?
Yeah.
I think suicide is actually one of the biggest use for guns, actually.
Yeah.
But honestly, that's a whole other argument too, is like, if guns were less accessible, do you think there'd be less suicides? But again, no. I think it just depends, but again, like, I feel the need to emphasize this is like, all of these things that I'm talking about are not a one-size-fits-all solutions. There's some people who I've seen who have, like, excellent gun training and just the patience of Buddha with these situations that I've seen. And it really shows. And then I've seen some people literally just, like, execute others over things that could have been handled way differently if they just didn't have a gun. So, these aren't situations that I'm making up hypothetically either. These are situations that I've seen, because I probably shouldn't say this on the podcast, but I like to see fights and stuff. I like to see fights, and sometimes they turn really violent with guns, and I just think to myself, I can never imagine myself being in that situation. But again, you never know who's carrying a gun, especially if you live in a place like America, where guns are legal. But that's just why I don't like I don't try to start stuff with anyone. You know, you never know what weapon someone might have, and it's just never worth it, in my opinion. You know, like, you can be angry, but like, go home, jerk off, and you'll feel better. You know,
true. See, that's why you only fight people at AOLA, because they'll be in cosplay, and all they have is sticks,
for real.
No weapons,
for real. And then they go to their car and pull out the anime Blakey.
But for real,
do you have any more thoughts on that?
No, actually.
Okay. I don't have any on
guns, or just the whole gamers thing?
The whole gamers and guns. Actually, let's ask a different question. Do you think gamers should have guns? It's a ridiculous question. I know it's a ridiculous question. He just said no straight up. Again.
No, I don't. I know how I just said fucking not every gamer is bad, but I don't think I trust every gamer with a gun.
Like I said, it's not a one-size-fits-all thing, so no, I don't think every gamer should have a gun, but I don't care if gamers have guns. Like, I really don't care. You know, some people genuinely only use guns for hunting and literally nothing else.
I mean, like, well, if you're just using it for, like, one thing, then yeah, but then
if you lock
There's always that hypothetical, is like, what if that one thing becomes something else, you know? There's always gonna be like a what if scenario, like, oh, what if this, what if that? There's no 100% like keeping anything in check.
Yeah, but again, like, there's always those what if situations, you know? Like, if I wanted to harm someone, there's 100 ways I could do it just in my room.
I can give him a wedgie and call him a fucking nerd. Yeah.
For real. Like, there's 100 things I could do. Like, I could literally do a bunch of things to them. It's just one of the arguments that I see is that anyone can use a gun. You know, you point and click. That's the entire point of the gun, is like, you just point and click. Especially if you're close, it's like, how are you going to miss at point blank range? You know, you can't. You know, it's too easy to kill someone with a gun.
That's the principle of the Discord.
Yo, no, don't look. But other than that, gaming and violence is just a weird thing for me, because on one hand, it's like, yeah, I could see why someone would be try to make that association. But again, not every gamer is violent, and not every gamer has a gun. You know, it's not all black and white. You know, there's a little bit of gray in there. And a little bit of color, so you can't just paint a picture with two things when you need to paint the sky blue, you know?
True. Oh, okay.
And then, any more questions? Sure.
No, I think I'm done with that topic. Do you want to move on to like a more lighthearted topic
Yeah, sure.
to kind of take the edge off?
Yeah, sure. Let's go.
All right, bro. We all know someone you know, motherfucker called DJ Khaled, right?
Khaled,
So have you heard of the Goofy shenanigans he was up to recently?
Nah, what happened with the DJ Ballad?
So it's not really goofy. So I guess this is where I could ask the question if it was moral or immoral of him to make a fool of himself like this. But so pretty much DJ Khaled was they Bruno Mars not Bruno what the fuck not Bruno Mars
Bruno Mars facts.
fuck I'm so fucking
Yo, you good, bro?
Bob Marley, Bob Marley, Bob Marley, Bob Marley. Sorry. All right, Bob Marley's family sends him a guitar for like one of Bob Marley's guitars for
All right.
whatever reason. I don't know what the reason was. So he sends over the they send over the guitar, and he receives it. And he this man thinks, all right, I'm gonna go on the internet, and I think it was like Instagram or TikTok or something, and I'm pretty much record the opening. This motherfucker's doing burnout outside my house. You see, I'm gonna record the opening of this gift that they gave me. It was obviously his fucking guitar shape. And this man says, "All right, I'm gonna start playing guitar." So I'm guessing what the world thought when he fucking grabbed the guitar that this man knew how to play guitar. But this fucking goober fucking starts fucking slapping the damn thing like God like for me
Jesus.
like people you know because like I'm pretty sure you do you know how to play guitar?
No, can't
Have
play
you picked
anything.
up a guitar and just went
Yeah,
you know
100%.
yeah so he was pretty much doing that like he was pretty much going ham on that. I'm like, bro, come on, like do you think he was a douche for pretty much just doing that, or do you think it was like it's nothing to think about?
I don't think that's anything to think about, but I'll leave you with this meme. Babe, are you okay? You haven't played your Bob Marley guitar in a while. But no, yeah, like I don't know. Did he do it on purpose, or like that's, if he doesn't know how to play the guitar, then he doesn't know how to play the guitar. But maybe he was just trying to show his appreciation for it, and that's the only way he knew how. Grab it, try to strum a bit. What do you think?
I see what you mean. I see what you mean. When you put it that way, yeah. I don't know. I guess it was just the way he this man made a fool of himself. Just kind of like. Or I don't know. I guess that's personally me. Just this man picked up the guitar. Just like, hey yo, I'm about to start slapping this shit.
It sounds like something that could be,
Bop.
yeah, it sounds like something that could be cringe, but again, like if that was
Yeah.
me and someone gave me the Bob Marley guitar, bro, I'd do the same thing, 'cause I don't know how to play fucking guitar. I look like a damn fool, but you gotta for the Instagram, you gotta fucking pretend like you know what you're doing, you gotta pretend like you're about to play.
True.
So,
Let me see if I pull up another topic. That was a pretty quick we that was a pretty quick
Yeah,
topic.
that one
Oh
was
you oh you all right, cool. This is kind of old news, but did you hear about what Sony's been getting into recently?
Nah, what have they been getting to?
Well, not Sony itself, the Sony vice president.
Oh yeah, the pedophile, was it?
Yes, sir. This man got Chris Hansen. This
Hey,
man
oh right, it was oh. So, can you explain to the listeners what happened?
So pretty much, if you guys haven't seen To Catch a Bear, they set up a sting operation where people who pretend to be 15 underage, they're usually adults. I say usually because there's the case of like the whole EDP thing where I think they're using actual minors,
Hey, what? Sure.
which in case, what the fuck? But I'm not 100% on that. Please do not quote me. They pretty much got they set up the trap with this guy to meet up and shit. Instead of that, it was just like I think like it wasn't how To Catch a Predator does it, because To Catch a Predator works in collaboration with the law. So what they do is they arrange for
The
the
stings.
pedophile to meet them at the sting operation at the sting house, or I guess the trap house.
Hey, yo.
Pretty much and Chris Hansen will pretty much, instead of the 15-year, it would be Chris Hansen, the interviewer.
Mm-hmm.
He'll pretty much sit him down and he'll interview him like, "Yo, why are you here? What the fuck?" And then he'll tell him like, "Hey, you could leave." He's like, "All right." And then after you know, obviously the pedophile leaves, they're not gonna get away scot free. They're gonna get arrested. But I'm not sure how this was done. I'm not sure if the police was involved in this. I'm not sure if it wasn't. Because if it wasn't, then they could be like, they could have got the whole sting operation like fucked up, because they could easily say like, "Oh, you know what? They baited," or some shit.
Yeah, they baited him. They told him that they were gonna be 18 in a couple of days. Ladies and gentlemen, we lost him. But it feels weird that a lot of these big companies are getting outed as like just having shit people in charge. But I don't know. What do you think about that? Like, I don't know what to make of it.
What I think about him getting caught like that? I think it's just funny.
Oh, I mean, like, yeah, it's funny, but like, do you think it has anything to say about the corporation at all? No, right?
Hmm.
Or are you like, "Hey, yo, Sony's kind of zus for a, you know?"
I don't think it's just Sony. I think it's this fucking, a lot of these fucking creep motherfuckers are probably in the big corporations. But I mean, I don't know. This is all like alleged. Please, big corporations, don't sue me. So there's a theory. But I think there's always gonna be like those kind of like bad people in whatever spot, because they've been in YouTube, they've been in Twitch, they've been in, obviously you've seen like the bigger like companies guys that have pedophiles. So they're everywhere. It's just a matter of fighting them.
Bro, and it circles back to that original topic of like gamers and violence. You know, not every gamer is violent, just like not every greedy executive or fucking VIP is gonna be a pedophile. You know,
like, I mean it's like, honestly, with the way especially Blizzard and Activision is going out, have you heard about that?
I just heard about the like assault and that they're shit people. Companies.
Yeah, so every time I see something about big company, it's either a sexual assault case or it's all be the pedophile, which kind of sucks. You know, you want to root for some of these companies sometimes, but then you have pieces of shit that fucking work for them.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Remember, you shouldn't be rooting for companies. No, you shouldn't be idolizing companies. You gotta point at the people. And sometimes people just be like pedophiles, like I said. You know, sometimes people just be violent AF. Like, you don't know until it happens. You know, it's out there. Then you're like, "Aw, shit. Fucking the Sony VP was a pedophile." You know, does that mean Sony's a pedophile? I don't think so.
No, obviously not. You can't really judge the whole company off of one person.
Yeah, that's why. So you shouldn't really, like, you know, like Blizzard and shit like that, they suck ass as companies, you know, but like, is it actually the company or is it like the people who run the company? In that case, it's the people who run the company still, but still, you shouldn't be rooting for Blizzard as a company.
Not true.
And
I was just trying to say.
No, that's cool. But let's talk about another conspiracy for the day. Have you heard any good conspiracy theories lately?
I don't know if I talked about this last time, but do you think, did you hear that some people don't believe in the existence of dinosaurs?
I think we talked about it a little bit. Or maybe, no, maybe we talked about it off
podcast. I think we probably talked about it offline.
Yeah.
But if there's no dinosaurs, how the fuck do you explain dino nuggies, bro?
Sure.
It just doesn't make any sense.
True. I don't know what they mean by there's no dinosaurs, like, because they're like, the bones are fake and like,
oh yeah, they're trying to say like the bones are just Legos or something.
Yeah, I don't get that. Like, I don't get why. What's the, like, again? These conspiracy. I always have to ask, what's the benefit of convincing us that dinosaurs aren't real? You know, like, what is the reason that people do not believe these theory or do not believe in these things when there's so much evidence against it? Like, what benefit does the government and the world get? out of just convincing us that dinosaurs, there is none. Like, there is
for especially like dinosaurs. Like, what does dinosaurs like have to do with like the world and shit? You know.
And any answer that you could provide, like, it just it gets so easily countered. Like, you have to be so far deep in the rabbit hole that you can't see out of the rabbit's asshole, you know? Like, you just get your head out of the rabbit's ass. Because you're just too deep in there, bro. Like, I don't even know. Well, what are you doing? Why are you up that rabbit's ass? It doesn't make sense.
Like, some of you shouldn't be, like, being going too far into, like, certain things.
And sometimes,
but like, I get it, like, some topics might be interesting, like, and you might think, oh, you know what, like, I'm not saying, like, believe, I like, obviously believe everything you, like, that's said to you, like, yeah, take everything with a grain of salt, but don't, like, it's to a certain extent.
For real.
You know what I mean?
For real. Some people, like, with everything, they just take it, some people take it too far to the extreme. And that's what the media portrays, or that's what we see. And yeah, that's just how it works, man. Everyone always just looks at the extremes and is like, that's a bad thing. And it's like, yeah, everything that's extreme is too bad. I hate weeaboos who take it to the extreme and are like, I want to move to Japan and get a waifu and like learn Japanese without subtitles and things like that. Like, that's I find that cringy. And you know, those people who are like, yeah, I want to own the samurai swords and just do everything. I want a traditional Japanese waifu. I'm like, that's so weird to me. But I mean, as long as it's not hurtful to anyone else, does it matter? No. But then there's some people who are obviously hurtful to others. And I'll say that's when it matters. Those people genuinely need help and we should help them.
You think samurai swords aren't cool, bro?
Bro, please, my katana.
Bro, I need to defend my property, bro. Come on.
Not the katana. But yeah.
Bro, it's... I'm about to hit him with that bankai, bro. I need to hit with the bankai. Come on, man. No, I'm kidding. Well, not but for real. I actually had a joke topic. If we have time for that.
All right, let's hear that, because yeah, we're barely 47 minutes in. Let's go.
Oh, okay. So pretty much, you're aware of the Sonic 2 movie that's coming out, right?
Oh yeah, I love it.
And you know, and you know who's playing Knuckles, right?
Yeah, Idris Elba.
Yeah, true. Did you hear that? Idris Elba says that he will try to make Knuckles not sexy.
No, I didn't hear that. That's funny.
And you know, you hear a good chunk amount of people actually kind of like got a little upset over it, like, what? This man's not gonna be sexy. What?
I got news for those people who are upset. He's already sexy. I listened to the trailer.
Yeah, because I'm not gonna lie. That man did sound cool. I was like, damn. This is a cold Knuckles, bro.
Honestly, yeah.
I'm honestly thinking about watching the first Sonic movie second one.
You should watch it. It's not a bad movie. It's just it's not the best movie, but it's a decent movie for a video game movie, because those are usually ass. But Sonic was pretty good.
Yeah. What do you wasn't say?
I can imagine people simping over Knuckles already.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I could imagine the Rule 34 Knuckles. But what I was gonna say. 100%. Is there any video game movie adaptations you like? Is there anything
that video game movie?
That you go? Yeah. Are there any video games you're like, yep, I remember that movie. That shit was a banger, bro. That's why I play the game still.
Resident Evil. Resident Evil. Sure. Yeah, the movies are okay if you just don't think about it, you know.
You didn't like the Detective Pikachu?
Oh yeah, Detective Pikachu's pretty good too. Detective Pikachu.
Bro, that shit was dope. I'm not gonna lie. I didn't have high expectations for the movie, but then I enjoyed it.
Yeah, Pokemon just sometimes comes out with the bangers magically, and I think Detective Pikachu is one of the biggest absolute bangers of movies to video, or fuck, video games to movies I've ever seen.
Well, I was gonna say, that could be me being a fucking massive, you know, Pokemon fan, but not gonna lie, but I really enjoyed the movie. Ayo, have you seen Arcane?
Yeah, I've
seen Resident Evil 4 has movies, dumbass.
Sorry, I didn't read that real quick.
Hey, yo.
This man really had to give it to him. That's fucked up. Dude, you're funny, but yeah. Speaking of that, I think if you're talking about the Resident Evil animated movies, yeah, that shit bangs. Those fucking bangs.
Hold on. I'm gonna take a quick second for the stream because someone said that Resident Evil doesn't have live action movies. What do you call this? What do you call this, dumbass? And yeah, so what were you saying?
For those of you on audio, this man just pulled up the whole Resident Evil live action catalog. Just to show this man.
Alright, but
what kind of thing?
Let's talk about something that you guys might talk about in the filler podcast tomorrow or today. What did you think about Cowboy Bebop live action, if you've seen it, and what did you think about it already getting canceled immediately?
Here's the thing. I haven't seen it yet, so I can't really say if I liked it or I can't really give too much criticism on it. But the only thing I really sorry, I'm just reading chat. So the only thing I've really seen from the live action was the ending credits scene.
Which with one? Ed?
With Ed.
Uh-huh.
And not gonna lie, even though, yeah, that was mad cringe, the fucking, the actor for Ed really actually tried to portray Ed as best as they could, but people need to know that anime doesn't fully translate into like a live action,
yeah,
all the time. Like, yeah, like, so, like, sometimes it might get close, like mm-hmm. it might be close to like a live action movie, but then manga / anime usually have that live action goofiness to it,
yeah,
which doesn't really translate to screen. So it getting canceled, it doesn't really surprise me. Mm-hmm. I heard it was okay, but it doesn't really surprise me, mainly because of how toxic anime fans could be towards live action movies. I get it. Yeah, there is this negative like stigma that mm-hmm. a lot of live action movies are just fucking dog shit.
Trash,
sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, then we get started that fucking Dragon Ball Evolution movie.
I like the Dragon Ball Evolution movie way better than the Chinese cartoons.
Stop the fucking cap, bro. You stop the fucking cap.
It was better than the little Chinese cartoons they have in
stop
Spanish.
The cap, bro. Stop, you stop the cap. I get it that not everything's gonna, like, not every live action will be a good live action, but you should still give it the benefit of the doubt to maybe check it out first before you fucking review bomb it.
I don't think so. I'm done watching fucking video game movies. The only one that's been decent so far, and we did mention it a little bit, is Sonic. Was one of the most, like, there's some of them, some just films or that follow fucking video games and like animation always just have like it's hard to translate into live action, and I feel like the Sonic movie did that okay. They didn't go over the top. They didn't completely change the character. It's decent, and it's a decent story. And then you have things like Resident Evil, which is like takes the ridiculousness to 10 when Resident Evil is like a horror game and like a suspenseful game, and the movies are just straight up zombie kill gore at some points.
You know? Yeah, where it's supposed to be like this kind of like suspense, like kind of like. It's supposed to be like a horror movie, pretty much.
Yeah, suspense. It
focuses more on that action aspect.
More than action, and for the Resident Evil movies, for what they are, they're not bad. And I know chat's being like, oh, they're awful.
Yeah, yeah, chat's on your ass about the movies.
They're action movies. They're dumb action movies. They're not winning any Oscars, you know? They're not winning Oscars for acting. They're just action movies. Another one is Monster Hunter. I watched Monster Hunter. It wasn't bad for an action movie.
It has a live
movie.
Action?
Yeah, it has a live action. It's not bad for a fucking action movie, but in terms of like being close to the source material, these movies are just complete fucking garbage. You know, like they missed the mark. And I do agree on that 100%. Part. If we're talking about like if they hit the mark or not, they completely missed the mark. And Cowboy Bebop, Cowboy Scooby Doo Bop Bop, actually, I think it misses the mark as well. But I seen it. But I did like it more than the Chinese animation.
You keep saying it like that.
I did like it more than the Chinese animation. I think it has a certain goofiness in the live action that you just can't get in the anime. But again, that's because they didn't translate it well. So is it a good adaptation? I don't think so. Did it deserve to be canceled? No. But I say that only because, again, I think it's really goofy and it works. But in terms of the source material, it's not a good execution. With that, I do have a question to you because I think I've told you before that for One Piece live action, they already want to make multiple seasons.
Oh, dude, I totally forgot to mention about that. So did you know that not the person I think who was directing the Cowboy Bebop live action is also doing the One Piece one?
I actually didn't know that.
I didn't know that either until I was listening to a podcast and they brought that up. I was like, oh my fucking God. I was like, they're about to review on the show this too.
So,
I think with One Piece though, I think the community
you know One Piece people are savage, bro. They're about to review bomb the fuck out of One Piece.
True. I'm over here like saying I'm gonna have faith in the anime community.
Bro, as soon as they see Nami with no tits, it's over, bro. They're like, this ain't my Nami, and then they're just gonna I can't, bro. I can't. These anime weebs. They're just too quick to be like, nah, I hate this. It's not faithful to the animes or.
True, yeah, cause like you already have people doing that with the manga, cause like there's some manga readers out there who are like, they're grabbing their glasses with their right hand and not their left hand, and the manga. I'm like, it doesn't fucking matter, bro. It doesn't help at all with the fucking scene.
Dude, chill. Like it's chill. It's not. No, go ahead.
There's like people who like get mad sometimes. Like I think they got mad that they made the boot smaller in My Hero Academia or something like that.
What the yo?
And like I'm telling you, like the manga anime community will always find something to like kind of like trip about. Like I feel like I said like here's hoping pointed me out on this, but I've seen somewhat positive people in the One Piece community. I hope that's up, like all the One Piece enjoyers. I hope they're not like some like ravaged like fucking 14-year-olds like review bombing it because like you said, Nami's fucking huge fucking mommy milkers right there.
That's gonna be me, bro. Immediately, as soon as episode like 3 starts and Nami isn't there and she doesn't have the huge tits, I'm done. I'm over this shit. I'm like, that's it. This isn't my One Piece. Sure.
True. I mean, like, I feel like, yeah. I mean, like, it. Obviously, it won't live up to the anime because obviously it's anime to live action. It was not. Yeah. One Piece is obviously hella goofy that it's not gonna 100% translate to live action as good as it does like anime and manga.
Bro.
So. I think I want to say the community will give it a try, but I want to say also that there's people who might not even watch One Piece that might just review bomb the shit out of it.
You guys are hearing how hopeful this guy is. I'm guaranteeing it right now. One Piece is gonna get canceled in the first or second season because of the fans.
No,
I guarantee you the live action. And then guess what? Because of that, we're never gonna get a live action movie. It's just over. And I guarantee one of the biggest complaints is going to be about, like, the graphics when Luffy does the Gomu Gomu no rocket launcher or whatever he does. Cannonball, I forget.
Yeah.
What does he do? Like the Gatling pistol?
Yeah. The Gatling gun.
The bazooka. Pistol. The bazooka, isn't it? Bazooka. And then the bazooka pistol. Too. Yeah. Yeah, I guarantee you one of the biggest complaints is going to be about the animation when he does that. And then the other one is going to be about the sword fighting when it happens. And then another one is going to be about Nami's tits. And then the one that some people might have problem with is just generally Usopp's character. They're just going to hate on him.
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up too, because people, bro, this is how you, like, damn, I fucking hate to be that guy right now, but this is how you can spot the fake One Piece fans, where people are complaining that Usopp is black, but Oda has stated himself, if Usopp was to live in the real world, he would 100% be black.
So you're telling me in the One Piece world, he's not black?
He's black in the One Piece world too, pretty much.
Oh, okay, because the way you said it is like.
But if we were to like apply like real world like a race, then yeah, big red pod, let's go, woo! Big red, let's get it, baby. Sorry, for those of you who are also listening on Street Lamp stream, on audio. I am also streaming this, and I just got it reading.
Yeah, guys, remember that's a Cloud Infinite 710 on twitch.tv. And with that said, since we've hit the hour, I think that's about it for today, unless you had any more topics you wanted to brush on really quickly.
Anime titties.
Anime titties, I love Underbitch.
Shit, I totally forgot. Don't forget to mention Twitter, bro.
Yeah, and well, I guess that about wraps it up for today, and yeah, unless you have something else you want to talk about.
I think I had something else to add, but I can't think about it right now. Hold on, give me a second.
Sure.
Sorry. I was mid explaining why people are tripping about Usopp. Mm-hmm. That fucking people are complaining that he's not black and stuff, but in the anime he's clearly black, bro. Like, and even then, like I'll think it matters, because
it doesn't matter,
because no one complained about Jet being black and the Cowboy Bebop when Jet's not even black.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, dude. Like, all these people always complaining about that shit, they're the same kind of people who go to cons and if someone isn't the same exact color as like the Razor, like they're not that color, and like, surprise, nope. Bitch, everyone's Japanese in the fucking anime and shit, like, shut up, you know.
To any of you listening, I was one of the to go on record. If you fucking do that, you are a fucking piece of shit, bro. I hope you get fucking. No, hold on, wait. I better watch what I say before I get banned on Twitch.
Hey, yo, chill.
You're pretty fucking scummy for that, bro. Like, it doesn't fucking matter. Like why, like. If a white person is fucking cosplaying and you're fine with that, then that shouldn't be. You should also like, kind of like internally argue with yourself.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter, bro. Because
like you said, they're Japanese and not white, so you can make that argument too. But yeah, I'm sorry. I just have like I feel a strong way towards like people who fucking feel that way.
You guys hear this now? I'm gonna go to ALA with this guy. I'm literally gonna do that exactly to every single person that walks by us. So I'm gonna be like, it would be an accurate cosplay if they were Japanese, just to piss them off. So like,
all right,
just to see this man rage.
By every single person, this man means me, because fucking this man knows I'm a cosplayer.
He's like, excuse me, sir, you're Mexican?
Hey, yo.
Nah, kidding.
All right, guys. But with that being said, again, thank you guys for listening and supporting the podcast. I'm so thankful to have you guys listening to us and getting us these amazing views on twitch.tv/streetlamptv and twitch.tv/cloudinfinite710. Please remember to give us a like and a follow on Twitter at ImmoralGamers. And please send us hate mail, love mail, suggestions, for the love of God. Suggestions.
Money.
Money. Another banger. That's
how you know.
Infinite 710. But yeah, honestly, send me anime suggestions. But please remember to have a good day and a good night. And I hope to see you next week, Saturdays, at Soon to Be Determined. And check out the filler podcast at what time is that, Pedro?
Oh shit! I'm glad you asked. I'm gonna say I'm gonna give you guys a ballpark of 4 p.m.
4 p.m. to tomorrow. 4 p.m.
BB. Yeah. All right. Soon to be updated if anything happens.
All right, and good night, guys. Good night.
Good night.